And we are back. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, everyone. My name is Aziz. I'm from Saudi Arabia, and I speak Arabic as a first language. Today, I'm going to give you a lesson in Arabic that has three elements. The first element is going to be about writing. The second one is going to be about grammar. And finally, the last element would be on vocabulary. So let's start first by giving you a brief history and introduction to the language. There are more than 300 million people in 26 countries that speak Arabic as a first language. Arabic is the language of the Holy Quran, which is the holy book of Muslims. And it's considered to be one of the oldest languages around the world. The language itself is descended from a language known in the literature as Proto-Semitic. However, a lot of changes have happened as Arabic evolves over the years. Perhaps the most notable one was in the 600s AD when Abu al-Aswad brought the dots over and beneath the words to help the reader distinct between the differences in vowels and letters in Arabic. Moving on to the first element, writing in Arabic. Writing formally in Arabic has a complex process because the writer should start writing from right to left. However, this is not the case for numbers, where numbers should start from left to right. Moreover, Arabic language has something called tashkil, and this system works by adding symbols above or beneath letters, and these symbols gives harmony to the words where people can identify the pronunciation and can be able to adhere the differences. For instance, many words in Arabic have multi-meanings and pronunciations, but the distinction can only be made by adding tashkil. Moving on to the next element, grammar in Arabic. Grammar is not an easy task to be mastered in most languages. Arabic language has a sophisticated form of sentence structure. Many Arab students find difficulties learning grammar. In English, there are 12 verbs tenses. Past, which includes simple past progressive, past perfect, and past perfect progressive. Present, which includes simple present progressive, present perfect progressive. Finally, future, which includes simple future, future progressive, future perfect, and future perfect progressive. In Arabic, there are only three types of verbs. Simple past, which includes the past or a period of time in the past. Present, which includes simple and present progressive and future in some cases. And command verb, such as eat, talk, speak. The command verb can be a future verb in some cases if certain words are added before the verb. As you may notice, English has more verb tenses than Arabic, and therefore learners find it difficulties to comprehend the sentence structure in Arabic. For example, saying you will be waiting for him when he arrives, which is a future progressive, has no contrast in Arabic. Instead, the sentence would be in a command verb. The sentence in Arabic would be like, wait for him when he arrives. Moving on to the last element, vocabulary. In this part of the lesson, I'm going to list some Arabic words that might be helpful to non-Arabic speakers. If you want to say, I am, we would say in Arabic, Ana. Want, Uridu. Go, Idhab. Come, Ta'al. How, Kayf. Who, Man. Now I'm going to have a little dialogue to use. My name is Aziz. Ana ismi Aziz. How are you? Kayf halak? I'm doing good. Ana bikhair. Did you go to school? هل ذهبت إلى المدرسة؟ نعم. Yes. Now I'm going to tell you words that has the same letters in Arabic, but when adding تشكيل, the meaning will be different. رب means God. ربا means maybe. هل means is. هلا means gone. جمال means beauty. جمال means camel. That was my lesson for today. I hope you liked it. Again, my name is Aziz and I'm glad to be here.
Thank you very much, Aziz. And we'll be right back with our language lesson, leaving the Middle East and heading to China. This is KSUB.